This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're all about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper, pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
Deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Call in. Check your call.
All right, live from New York City. Thanks to the lovely, wonderful, beautiful Carol Alt and her studio offices. We are back in the Big Apple, and it is the Big Organic Apple because I'm here. And we just took a 40-minute stroll from where to where to where. I couldn't even repeat. Carol is like a walking encyclopedia of this city. I'm getting the tour that's extraordinary. You could open up a tour guide, a walking tour of the city. You know everything.
I have to say that I did see the very beautiful thing done by Ken Burns. It was a 16-part series on New York City, so it just stuck in my mind, all this great history, and especially in the part of the city that I live in.
Yeah, it's hot out for New York, I guess. I mean, I'm used to hotter, but I was sweating. It was a good walk. I was like, can I take my shirt off in New York City?
And you're like, wait. And what did I say to you?
Probably not this neighborhood.
I said only low class.
Oh, the low class.
Yeah,
because in Florida, of course, you know.
Everybody does it. Yeah. New York City, it's not really considered.
And you were
right
great because you're in flip-flops, a 40-minute walk in flip-flops. Very impressive.
Why is that?
Not many people can do that. I'm a flip-flop guy at home or barefoot, but I didn't know people do flip-flops in New York City.
Well, I do whatever gets me through a 40-minute walk, especially
nicely
since
done.
Friday. What did you tell me? Friday was National Flip-Flop Day.
That's right. Woo! That's right. Super Don, is that right? It was. That's what Captain Morgan said. It was National Flip-Flop Day.
Yeah, and I heard that both John Kerry and Barack Obama were celebrating heavy on that day.
That's a different kind of flip-flop, but I guess...
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Different,
okay.
Different meaning. No, I like the Carol flip-flop version a lot better.
Yeah, it's a less devastating flip-flop.
Yeah, exactly. So, we're just so you know, I'm back in New York City, and Carol's so gracious to host us again. Dr. Nick Gonzalez passed away, you know, last year, and his wife Mary Beth is having a summer solstice memorial service at a church in town, and so we're going to do that on the solstice, and I couldn't miss that. And I'll report, you know, more about that later in the week, and connect with some folks on that, because there's a new book out about some of his protocols and things, and definitely want to get folks plugged into that. But for now, Super Don, you've thrown together a lot of different stories. I've hardly had time to look because we went out to – where did we go to get food? It's really good.
Yeah, we went to Quintessence, which is on First Avenue and 10th Street.
Okay. I've heard of Quintessence before. I don't know that I've ever eaten it, but why, it's got a name. It's got a reputation.
It's got a name. It's got a reputation, and I got a burger, which is not really a burger, but it tastes like a burger. It looks like a burger. It's incredible.
Really?
And they make their own mustard and ketchup. You know, when people think about raw food, Robert, the first thing they think of is carrots. And I don't understand why they think of carrots. But they don't really understand that all our condiments, pickles, olives, onions, all the things that come in jars are all cooked. Ketchup.
They cook it all.
Mustard.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise. By the way, you can make mayonnaise so easily in your blender raw, and it's not fattening, whereas mayonnaise out of a jar, of course, is. So they make all of even their condiments, everything is raw.
And what was that next door? There was like a raw chocolatier or something next door?
Live is owned by my friend Christopher. In fact, I had him on the show, and we had the show on Fox, a healthy you and Carol Alt. Christopher came on, who talked about alkaline water, and certainly I go there to pick up my raw chocolate.
Yeah.
You know, raw chocolate is incredible. It's anti-inflammatory. It's got high bioflavonoids.
Mm-hmm.
antioxidants. It's incredible. But people always think of chocolate as a bad thing. For me, it's a medicinal thing.
Absolutely. You feel good when you eat the right kind, and it is indeed raw. And also, I want to say, welcome Sammy the Cat as our remote broadcast mascot.
He's our mascot.
He's sitting right beneath me, occasionally attacking me in a loving way.
Making your feet tickle.
Yeah, he's pushing off my feet. I'm like, Sammy, I'm doing some radio here. So we got the cat here. We've got a cat story. I think
we have a cat story.
Super Don found a cat story a little later. Was that for Sammy? Were you thinking of that, Don?
You know, I had no idea, but I'm glad that we can
Don,
honor
just say
Sammy.
Yes. Just say yes. Yeah, look just, like a genius.
Right. He usually is. Right now he's like being, well, it's fine.
Being modest.
Father's Day. And for Super Don, Grandfather's Day. Double down on that. What's it like being a dad and a grandpa?
Yeah, with two grandkids now. So I don't even know. I'm starting to feel old. I don't know what's going on here.
And you sound young, though, Super Don. That's all that matters.
You saw me on my my pre-show Periscope video on Friday, and I said that you're older than me because you're a grandpa.
Oh, just automatically older just because I'm a grandpa?
Yeah, you go 10, 20 years advanced just automatically when you're a grandpa. So, listen, the path to happiness, and grandparents just have a special place. You always talk about having grandkids and how that's a different kind of relationship than with your own kids, especially when they're grown. But there's an interesting story you found about the path to happiness for millennial men, and I was really surprised by what they said it was. And I told Carol, I said, Carol, it says that millennial men need to have kids to be happy. And what was it you said? I thought they were what? All living,
all
at,
living
home
at home.
With their mom.
Yeah, right?
Right.
They were saying that millennial men don't leave home until like their mid-30s or something. So if they're having children, I mean, so the parents have their kids and their grandkids now in the house. So it's not the path to happiness for grandparents.
I'm thinking, you know, the thing about grandparents is that you don't have to keep them 24/7. That's the, like they say.
Yeah,
it's
but
great.
If they live in your house, you're stuck, baby.
I know. So it's different. I didn't ask that about the grandparents there, Super Don. If your kids came with the grandkids to live with you, it's one thing for a weekend or a week for a special event. Then you're like, okay, enough, all right? I've done this already.
Yeah, I did my time on the diaper changing and, you know, having to get up in the middle of the night and stuff. So it's kind of fun to see. But you know what? Listen, it's a growing experience, a learning experience, and it's really cool to see your kids experiencing those things and being able to maybe, you know, put a little bit of advice here and there on how to not make the mistakes that we did, you know, when we were raising the kids.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just such a different time now. The millennials are just a different crop of people coming up because they grew up with all this technology. It was funny. A friend of mine was saying the other day that, you know, his kid said, hey, Dad, did you have touchscreen when you were growing up? And the father said, well, no, of course not. She said, did you have a good life? Was life okay?
Oh
was life
God.
Good? You know, it's just a whole another time, a whole nother thinking. Mm-hmm. Yet in some of our health care, we are just so dang backwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so. I was thinking, in fact, another thing Carol's good at, you'll never know, but I texted her and it came up as Ariana, my daughter, had texted her. And she's like, what is going on here?
I didn't know who Ariana was.
Right. And I told her about Ariana. She said, oh, that explains the text. And I'm like, how did she confiscate my phone and make me text in her name? And you figured it out. And
right, and all her
phone.
Friends calling you for FaceTime.
Right? I'm like, hello.
I didn't expect to see a guy with glasses.
You know, I know you know a lot about a lot, but I didn't expect that.
I didn't expect it either. I was very proud of myself.
Yeah, very impressive.
Very impressive. I'm the least techie person. I am not a millennial.
Now, I've told this story over the years about when do you know it's time to have kids? Because not everybody wants kids, and it doesn't mean everybody has to have them. But I was, you know, just in my 20s and thinking, I'm traveling in the world. I don't want to settle down. And, you know, if I have a kid, it's like, it's a man thing, right?
Yeah.
And then I took a moment and got into a prayerful, meditative, contemplative state and imagined life. Because my sister at that point had just had her first child. I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. But I didn't know if I wanted them yet. Am I ready? And I got into an imaginative place and imagined myself 10 years in the future without kids. See what it would feel like. And I nearly cried. I was like, oh, my gosh, I want kids and I want them now. I didn't know until I kind of did that kind of just that getting quiet, being peaceful and kind of imagining the future. And it's kind of an interesting thing when you can move through the time track that way with your, I think imagination is one of the greatest gifts we have. And we're, it's like kids,
definitely
they say it's great.
Tool, yeah.
But when you're an adult, they say, oh, no, that's just your imagination. I'm like, no, that's the most awesome thing. Don't ever give that up. That's a great gift from God. And so it told me, yeah, indeed, I was ready. I wanted kids. So I don't know how these millennials are doing it if they're living at home.
Well, and that's just the thing, too. I mean, for men, it's so much easier. I mean, Anthony Quinn had kids until he was 83. So, I mean, you can have kids forever. But for women, you know, there really is a time limit. And as you get into your late 30s, they start telling you you're on the other side of the bell curve.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean a Robert bell curve.
No, not my curve.
Yeah. You're on the other side of the bell curve. I've had girlfriends who came up to me and said, you know, Carol, it's really hard because I don't have a boyfriend, I don't have a husband, but I want kids. And I started telling all my friends, you know, with all the science and technology today, save the eggs, because once you're done, you're done. There's no bringing back eggs from an ovary that is too late to be giving eggs. And certainly the viability of the eggs start to fail as well. And I have now two girlfriends who were pregnant in vitro.
Did they save their eggs that way?
They saved their eggs, and
wow.
Then one got pregnant first time out. Actually, they both got pregnant first time out, but one did it just by harvesting eggs and not actually using any hormones to pop eggs.
Wow.
So there's so many ways to do things today, but still, women at a certain age, it's over, it's unfair, and believe me, I think about that a lot because I was like you. My mm-hmm. 20s and my 30s, I was running around the world.
Yeah.
I was doing movies, and I thought I could never have kids. I'd never want kids. And then all of a sudden, I hit my 50s and went, you know, I'd really like to have a kid.
Mm-hmm. But now you got Sammy.
Now I got Sammy. He's my son.
Well, yeah. So these animals do serve a real beautiful purpose in bringing that love going on. Now, you know, one of the issues, we talked about this briefly as we were walking back.
You can talk about the vaccines.
Well, I want to get to that, too. But there's a story about harmful chemicals being everywhere. And I mentioned that, I think it was Del Bigtree or Polytonic, somebody brought it up from the Vax movie team the other day. And they said that teenage pregnancy rates are dropping significantly. And I thought, would a teenager stop having, you know, sex? That's not happening, of course. And they suspect now,
thinking.
Right, that Gardasil and Cervarix are they're hammering these young girls and boys, and it's altering fertility to such a degree that they're having a difficult time getting pregnant. Not that they're trying to, but the point is, it isn't because the behavior shifted. It's because they have been altered by chemicals, by vaccines.
So now the question is if they detox themselves out later in life, will they still be infertile? That's the question. Are they going to be infertile for the rest of their lives?
Yeah.
You know, they did a study a long time ago, and, you know, I bring a lot of this back to raw food because that's my point of reference always, because it saved my life. And we'll talk about that after the
break. We're up on the break. Yeah, we'll talk, because one of the stories about harmful chemicals everywhere, and they still say, well, we're not sure if it's problematic or not. Really? Really? Maybe give them some glasses or something. The Robert Scott Bell Show on for the next couple of hours here on GCN Live. Of course, Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Podcast, as well at Epic Times, and the new SoundCloud for archives as well. Lots more healing to go with Carol Ault, live from New York City, robertscottbell.com.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Yeah, having some fun doing it too. Live from New York City today. Thanks to Carol Alt, her home studio office, and we're blasting out to the world. Health, freedom, healing, liberty. We're talking about harmful chemicals everywhere. The millennials want to have kids, but again, teenage pregnancies down. All the toxic chemicals, and before we go into the traffic light scenario and bring that mic up a little closer to you, as far as what you should and should not eat, this was part of your journey in your lifetime, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, I started reading a lot about food and all the chemicals in food and what they use in food, especially when they process it, and I was seeing that second-generation children were having a harder time fertilizing, and now you're bringing it up. I mean, this is something I thought about 20 years ago, 22 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy it took them so long to come to that conclusion that harmful chemicals and chemicals in vaccines and in food and in our environment are damaging our ability to reproduce. And now they're seeing that. I mean, how crazy
are we? Endocrine disruption, yeah. And you mentioned, of course, the issue of alkalinity. One of the things people don't realize is that synthetic chemicals also acidify the body.
Right.
It's not just things that are acidic, right? The synthetic toxic poisons come into the body. They acidify the body as well. And that's
you have to understand that sperm live only in a certain pH. So if a female's body is extremely acidic, that sperm can't live to fertilize an egg.
Yeah, and now we have the interaction with the ovaries themselves, apparently, with the Gardasil shot, causing this infertility in young girls, and they never get an opportunity. And I think...
Well, and young boys, too, because it just damages the sperm production.
As well. And so that's what we're learning here. So inadvertently, the whole idea of birth control has now become modern living. You don't even have to be on birth control. You are controlled simply because you've altered your body's chemistry to such a degree you can't reproduce.
Well, again, everybody should watch that movie, Vaxxed. It really will turn the lights on in the room for some people.
Yeah. Well, here we were walking a 40-minute walk, which was great. Probably, 100 yards away? It takes 40 minutes, right? How far away were we?
We walked from one end of the city to the other.
It was great.
One side of the city to the other side.
The traffic lights are there, of course. They're just a suggestion. But there's a story here about traffic lights that they're saying maybe that's the way to help people to figure out what kind of food to choose. Healthier food choices by putting a red light, yellow light or green light on the food product to say whether this is healthy or not. You have concerns about that.
Well, Robert, yeah. I think this is the most crazy. First of all, I don't want to rely on somebody else's idea of what healthy is because I have my own ideas about what's healthy. But on top of that, then you open up the door for people to be paying these people to put a healthy green light on something that may not be so healthy.
Right.
So, you know, when you give up your responsibility to other people, when you give up your own ability to choose and the responsibility that comes with choosing, you give up your freedom. And other people might not have the same guidelines that you have or have the same idea of what's healthy as you have or have the same morals if they're taking payoffs from companies, which I easily see happening.
How long ago would a green light be labeled on a tub of margarine?
Oh, my God.
Right? I mean, you think about all the transitions that we've gone through in terms of government-sanctioned nutrition and how wrong they've been about just about everything.
Well, it depends on who's paying the most to lobby.
Mm-hmm.
One minute dairy is bad for you, the next minute it's great for you, depending on how the dairy lobby is paying off congressmen and senators.
Hey, Super Don, I got to ask you this. If they put a green light on coffee enemas, would that be okay for you then? Would you go for it?
You just had to find a way to slip a coffee enema joke into the show, didn't you?
I'm with Carol here. Of course, we have to talk about that.
Dr. Gonzalez's memorial is tomorrow. Yeah, of course we have to.
The thing that gets me about this traffic light thing is it's almost like they're treating us like we're in kindergarten or something.
Aren't
you know?
Yeah.
It's like you can't tell what's good for you unless we put a green light on it.
Well, they're saying that the average adult has the mind of a 13-year-old and the attention span of a 13-year-old. That's why commercials are so fast cut and moving because people lose attention.
Right, exactly. And
we are children.
It's like the American species has turned somewhat moronic in terms of food. We gave up on our birthright by abandoning the farm, all with technology in mind and having everything shipped in. And again, I was a product of that generation. That's why I do what I do today, because I suffered enough to kind of say, I want
to
live.
Amen.
Here's how we find a way to live. You change your life. And now the millennials, to some degree, are coming around to see this as well. That's why Captain Morgan has some great questions when we do our Freshman Friday sequences on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, live from New York City today. It's great to be back. And we're going to be, honoring Dr. Nick Gonzalez tomorrow at his memorial with his wife, Mary Beth. And lots of love to her. And all y'all out there, thank you for being here. 866-939-BELL if you'd like to be part of the show. 866-939-2355. Bill Gates, Inspired Mosquitoes, next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Sammy the Cat, our mascot today, is I don't know. He's just digging through my studio box. You know, I travel with a case with all my radio stuff, and he's made himself right at home in there,
well,
Carol.
That's going to be my Where's Sammy Saturday Twitter for next week at Model Carol Alt, because he's right in your – it's so cute.
That's right. You can follow Carol on Twitter at Model Carol Alt. And, of course,
and
here we're –
Instagram and all that other stuff.
Have you done any Periscope videos yet with
I
haven't, that?
No. Or
you just started
Snapchat.
That.
You know, I'm just – there's just so much to do all the time.
Right, I know. We just integrated. There's Facebook Live and there's Periscope, and the Periscope is aligned with Twitter because Twitter owns it. So it's you're saying at Model Carol Alt will do that. We have at RS Bell Media. So we might do something from New York today. We'll see what happens a little later. But we've got Bill Gates in the news, our favorite globalist eugenicist. He is now endorsing the use of powerful and controversial new gene editing tools to create malaria resistant mosquitoes.
Could you imagine having enough money to be able to change the course of a species?
Yeah, you think about a God complex, and he has the money to pretend he's God, and many of these folks that think, well, we're enhancing and making the world better by genetically engineering everything. It's like, do you think God really screwed up that badly that he needs you to go in there and mess it?
And unfortunately, I didn't mean to cut you off,
no.
But you know where my brain goes.
Yeah.
What are the long-term results of doing things like this?
Right.
I know that they're with genetically modified foods, for example, because we had them on my show. And the representative for genetically modified foods said, oh, well, you know, of course we've tested these. Okay, how long did you test them? Well, we tested them for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
2 months. It's like the shots that we were just talking about. You give these kids shots, and the long-term repercussions of that is that we are almost going to wipe out our own species because we can't reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're doing this with genetically modified foods, and you're not testing what the long-term results are. And that's my only argument against this stuff. If you do a long-term test on it,
right,
nothing happens, okay, cool.
Yeah, but they don't. And, of course, the longer-term studies like the studies on the rats related to the GMO consumption, tumors, infertility.
Tumors, infertility,
right, yeah.
Lost hair, I mean, got fat.
And also, when we think about the free market. The free market was not clamoring for genetically engineered ingredients.
Well, you know, one of the arguments that they were talking about with genetically modified foods is that they needed to do this because these foods grow better and we're going to be feeding so many people. There's 7.2 or 7.4 billion people in the world. We make enough food now without genetically modified mm-hmm. foods in the conventional market only to feed 14 billion people.
Yeah.
We're dumping that food. We're not even feeding the starving people in Africa with it. We're just dumping that food. So what makes us think that we need all this extra food? And on top of that, I mean, maybe not right now, mm-hmm. you know, but on top of that, those crops don't grow again in the following year. You can't plant a genetically modified corn
mm-hmm.
and then take that seed and plant it the next year and continue. You have to rebuy your corn seed from Monsanto because these just don't grow by themselves anymore.
These are a group of monopolists who
yeah.
found a way. What's the next multi-billion dollar industry?
And by the way, we'll be the first ones they starve out because we're so verbally against
Yeah, I know. It's like, go after
They're
going to
be holding their food.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, with the GMO mosquitoes that they've already released that Bill Gates endorses, and I don't know if they use this CRISPR technology. Superdon, remember we talked about this. This is like new gene insertion technology. They're trying to claim it's not the same thing.
CRISPR is what
yeah.
it's called.
Right. And it's like, no, we're not talking Kentucky Fried Chicken. This is a kind of a bizarre way that they're injecting instead of splicing somehow. I mean, this isn't even a modification of crops over years by selecting, if you will, the features that you want and then crossbreeding them, which is not the same as genetic engineering. In this case, they're engineering specific things into these mosquitoes. And what we found out, and this may relate to the phony Zika scam, that these mosquitoes that are supposed to breed, they go in there to breed to kill the mosquitoes the next generation can't breed, right? That's the gene technology that they claim to have achieved. But they inadvertently, or maybe they knew in advance, I don't know, found out that whenever there was tetracycline, we were talking about those antibiotics used for acne treatment primarily, that genetically engineered whatever it is,
it didn't work, is
nullified. Yeah.
yeah.
Suddenly now the next generations are able to reproduce
anyway.
Anyway, exactly. So it's like a Michael Crichton novel. You know, the dinosaurs get out. You think you can control, but nature finds a way. Now, I think nature can correct this if we stop doing it. But if we don't, of course, as we're talking about today, if you think moms and dads out there that you're going to have grandkids, based on the fact if you already have kids, based on what their environment and what they're in consuming, what they're being injected with, you got another thing coming. And then they throw in genetically engineered mosquitoes. But, of course, the argument is, well, malaria is devastating, right? And I don't disagree. Malaria is devastating. But they refuse to go back 200-plus years and look at Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, the founder, the developer of homeopathic medicine, and that they had remedies all the way back then. In fact, one of the first remedies in Shona was the remedy that reversed malaria. So it's not like we don't know how to deal with it more holistically.
In fact, I have a little story to tell because I spent a year in Africa, and everybody else in Africa were taking synthetic pharmaceuticals.
Right, melphalocoin for malaria, that kind of thing.
Right,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
For the entire year, I used Tyrachi. I was using Tyrachi drops, which comes from the tree bark.
Cinchona tree,
right.
Same thing, yes, exactly. Yeah.
And it's the only tree in the Amazon forest that no fungus grows on. Nothing can grow on this tree. Mm-hmm. So they took the bark and they made this tincture out of it, and it was the tincture that I used. Now, I used it, my manager used it, and my mother used it because they all came down and spent some time with me. Mm-hmm. I used it for the full year, so I didn't damage my liver on the pharmaceutical synthetics.
Nice. Yeah.
Everybody else got malaria.
That's a classic
story. Everybody else got malaria except me and my mom and my manager.
How did you come across, how did you learn about that herb at the time?
Well, I had, the guy who taught me how to eat raw food, Dr. Timothy Brantley,
right.
You know, he wrote a brilliant book as well called The Brantley Cure. He actually said to me, if you're going down to Africa for a year, you certainly don't want to be damaging your liver with the synthetics all the time, every day, taking these malaria pills. So, in fact, I went out and got the Tyrachi, and I started, you know, one drop, three drops, five drops, and building myself up, and took my drops every day. And everybody's like, what do you mean you're taking herbs?
Right,
they looked at me like I was cuckoo, but I have to tell you, I was the only person on the crew.
It wasn't like you were there for 2 weeks. You were a whole year.
I was a whole year. We did 12 limited, it was called the limited series. It was 12 versions, 12 stories about this cardiac surgeon who loses her family and ends up down in Africa at a clinic.
Wow.
So I wrote it. I wrote all the medical scenes in it, directed the children in it, and then, you know, produced and started.
Is that on Netflix or anything? How do you see that?
You know what? It only released in Europe.
Okay.
So
there's some gems out there for Carol All fans.
Yeah,
you
know what the crazy thing was, though, is at the time that we were doing this, it was when ER was first coming out, you know, so right. You had this little clinic with, you know, laid back and backward ways, and then you've got the excitement of ER.
Right.
It wouldn't have even been a contest at that point. But
nowadays, everybody's looking for content.
Yes, absolutely.
So bring it back.
Yeah, 12.
That's fascinating.
12,
you know, when
episodes.
I went to West Africa, I did some kind of trips, and I spoke to the healthcare people there, and I was using homeopathic remedies.
Right.
And it was even before I knew about silver, years before I knew about silver, which also can counteract the malaria.
Which, by the way, thank you again for bringing all that silver.
Oh, of course.
Me.
My goodness. Sovereign silver keeps you going.
Grows the probiotics, baby.
Mm-hmm. So we were doing the homeopathics, and a similar story. All the people that came with me that did the homeopathy that I was doing were all fine. The people that got the shots and did the malaria meds, some of them even got malaria. And it was like two times in a row when I went to Ghana and Nigeria. And I thought, you know, I was learning. Still, you're a little nervous when you're doing it early on. But then you see that time and again. And like you're there for a whole year and you were fine. You're going, dude, Bill Gates, come on. We already know how to deal with this. But it's like, no. It's about the money. It's about, no, we can't sell that herb for $1 billion
right.
profit.
Right. You can't sell an herb.
Mm-hmm.
It's already grandfathered.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, That's a really big issue. If you can't put a patent on an herb, how do they make their money?
Yeah.
So, of course, they're going to look for anything that's extra difficult for the body to synthesize, which is anything synthetic.
Yeah.
Which, of course, always damages the liver.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that the father of the Quinto family that has made Sovereign Silver and Argent 23, the father and mother moved to Vanuatu in the middle of the jungle. You know, it's like the most remote location to get out of this. They said they called what we were living in an insane asylum, which can be argued.
I was
right?
just thinking, you know, they're not so dumb.
No, they got out.
That sounds really appealing at this moment.
Now, instead of living like the lap of luxury with money, and they were like, no, we want to go back to the jungle and be raw and everything, right?
Right.
And they've had malaria a number of times, both of them. They're
but
in their 70s.
But fought it off successfully,
But they had silver, right?
Yeah.
And they could use copper as well, but the hydrosol technology is something. So again, Bill Gates, we already know how to deal with this. And by the way, if you live in an area where infectious disease from mosquitoes is prevalent, drain the swamp. And I don't mean drain the Everglades, because that's something that's a large living ecosystem. But
yeah,
if you have still swampy areas around, those are breeding grounds. And that's another way you can take that out of commission if it's not altering or destroying a natural habitat. But of course, by poisoning the habitat, there's a obviously a huge downside to that, and that's what we see and suspect with the Zika virus in Brazil. Was in fact, many doctors and PhDs down there are saying, you know, it's not the virus. They started dumping larvicide into the water everywhere, and so these women for the last 18 months have been consuming larvicide infected water. One of the side effects of the larvicide is a gene mutation and the microcephaly, the small heads. Once again, industry is the cause. The virus is the cover story.
Well, the crazy thing is every baby looks exactly the same. They could be just a series of twins and quadruplets and quintuplets. I mean, they all look exactly the same. It's just such an odd an odd thing to be happening. So I could see where something like that, because, you know, we're meant to fight off viruses.
Sure.
We are attacked billions of times a
all
year
the time,
by
yeah.
You know, if you've got a very strong immune system, which of course is what raw food and, you know, eating healthy is all about, and taking the right supplements. I got to tell you how many people are confused on supplements.
Oh yeah, it's the biggest issue. And the thing is, there's so many paths. You know, my bottom line is if it's not food, it's not, unless you're dealing with something medicinal like intravenous chelation, which are synthetic amino acids, but they're there to hit an unusual circumstance of a massive inflow of these heavy metals or other things, fat-soluble toxins. So, you know, we'll detoxify them and, you know, get through this. Those of you who are awake, you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We do this 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN, our syndicator, and you can listen to archives in many different ways, including through the SoundCloud we have. Links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And Kathy Morgan says she's going to put a couple of pictures up with Carol and I when we were at the
Live Life
Quintessence here in the city. So, five things you didn't know about Father's Day. Coming up after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body. Yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Scott Bell Show. All right, happy Father's Day. It's Father's Day edition of Robert Scott Bell Show, live from New York City. And, what are these Father's Day gifts? Mine was an inadvertent, accidental gift. I flew in and delayed a couple of hours, so I didn't get in until past midnight. And finally got to sleep and woke up about 8 and then went right back to sleep. And I think I woke up at 10:30 this morning, Super Don. That never happens. That was so cool.
Wow.
That was the best inadvertent Father's Day gift ever. I got to sleep in. And then Carol All toured me around the city to get some good
quality. Yeah, well, who woke you up, Carol All?
Yeah, that's right. But that wasn't so bad. So, hopefully the kids got internet back up. I got a call from my wife, and she said, you know, internet went down. It's like, that's my job, right? And I'm not there. So Dad's Day was like, you abandoned us on Dad's Day. And so I was like, call the cable company. So hopefully that got worked out. I'll find out after the show, and maybe they're listening. Lots of love to the whole family, the kids back home. And, of course, my kids not being destroyed in the same way a lot of kids are by toxic chemicals. They're in the same environment. We can't be zero exposure. We know that. But certainly you can say no to vaccines. That's a big step in keeping the next generations healthy if there is to be other generations of kids so that you could become a dad or a granddad for that reason. So, anyway, what other granddad or dad gifts? Did you do anything special for Father's Day, Super Don? Still going, I know, but
No, not really. You know, for me, as far as Father's Day goes, you know,
hey,
my kids are grown up.
You're doing the show, isn't that special?
Well, that's true. This is true. We get to talk about it. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's like just you know, my kids have you know, shot me a message or give me a call or something like that, and that's all good. This is the day for me just to kind of reflect, you know, on being a father and growing up and remembering some of the memories. And I'll tell you what, it is a really cool thing to have. You know, as we were talking about with the millennials growing up with social media and with electronic stuff like that,
yeah,
that is one big benefit because all the pictures, the videos, all that stuff, at least there's a place, you know, it's you can go and find that stuff and keep that stuff, and it pretty much lasts forever, right?
Yeah, and in the instantaneous way you could connect with folks through now
absolutely.
Social media. Yeah. Either
text messaging and Skype and Facebook mm-hmm. and stuff. So I think there's a kind of silver lining to that.
Yeah, which is bigger? There's a story here you sent. Mother's Day or Father's Day? Which do you think is bigger?
Well, I knew the answer to this before.
I think we all did.
I mean, it's
there's
pretty
not,
obvious.
It's yeah. not a contest. Mother's Day is way bigger. So what is it that you get for Dad on Father's Day? There's a list of categories, spending in the billions. And number one is a special outing, like a dinner or something else. I don't know. Just go out and make memories together, which is cool. You know, if I was at home today, I'd probably be out biking with my son hitting the trails or something like that. But, you know, New York is definitely memorable. In what we're doing up here because of, you know, Dr. Nick Gonzalez, the memorial that's going to happen on the solstice tomorrow. So that's why we're here. But other things, were bowling balls on the list? Or is that what we give to Mom?
Tools. What about tools and ties? And
tools are on the list, yes. I think number two on the list is clothing, like ties.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
You ever get a tie or socks or underwear superdome for Father's Day?
I gave my father a screwdriver once, a really, really big
a monster one. Right?
A monster screwdriver. I didn't know what it was going to be used for, but it just looked really cool.
What was he working on, like Autobots or something?
He wasn't working on anything. My father was a fireman, but it just looked so cool. I had to get it.
That's cool. Awesome. Yeah, tools or appliances are in there, definitely. Automotive accessories, personal care. Dad, you smell bad. Have some deodorant, right? That's on the list. Books or CDs. I don't know. Anyway, Dad's Day. Look, you know, are dads underrated or overrated? I don't know how to even assess these things. Because a lot of the times these are greeting card holidays as well. And it's like, what about appreciating Dad every day? Right?
Oh, absolutely. See, I lost my father when I was 21.
Right. Right.
So on Father's Day, I actually call my mother.
Uh-huh. There
so
you go.
You reminded me I have to call her today.
Okay, good. Yes. Yeah. And of course, my dad passed away a few years back. And you know, these are the things. So we just try to make as many memories as you can while you're around. Appreciate them. So anyway, happy Father's Day to my dad who's passed over already as well. Super Don, any happy Father's Day messages you want to send out there?
Yeah. In fact, you know, this is that day. I got to give my dad a call after the show
the
today.
But yes.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
you can give him a shout out. Not that he's listening.
Would not be the same man I am today without him.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate you, Super Don, and happy Father's Day and Grandfather's Day to all y'all. And, of course, thank you to Carol All for hosting us today. Big Pharma, another big blow to Big Pharma. Oh, we're not going to cry over this one. We'll tell you what that is. We got a coffee story for Super Don. We got a comment of the day and a special thing for Sammy the Cat.
I love coffee stories.
Coffee stories, we got them.
Let me get my claws into that.
All right, folks, remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Soil quality determines plant health. Plant health determines animal and human health. 80% of the mineral needs of a plant are calcium-based, with the other 20% representing all the other minerals. The body needs minerals to occur in the same order of priority and ratios as plants in order to cause electrochemical reactions to occur optimally. One of the most important foods to give the body the calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium needed for proper body chemistry is whey protein. Now, add to this the new and improved technological enhancements unique to One World Whey, and you have a recipe to turn on the body's chemistry to making energy again. One World Whey's new formula appears to support your body's ability to function in a more youthful manner. People report feeling major improvements in energy and well-being within 20 minutes of taking our new and improved One World Whey. These effects last for 4 or more hours. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.